Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Stephen and Joe's Greatest Movies. Just before we get started, I'd like to tell you about something which is happening this Halloween. Have a quick listen to this.
It's Halloween. You are alone in front of your computer. But you're not logging on to Facebook to ignore your event invites. You're logging on to Terror. And your password is Live Ghost Hunt. My name is Edwin Griffiths, parapsychologist, and this Halloween I will be joined by my colleague, the clairvoyant and mentalist, Maurice Smythe.
Katanga, my friends.
Together, we'll be broadcasting live on the internet from a location that can only be described as deeply haunted. We shall be parting the flaps of the spirit world and taking a terrifying peek inside. Maurice, what can we expect?
Well, Edwin, as well as a live webcast, we'll also be posting photographs and updates on the Twitter. And I will be attempting to make contact with strangers on Facebook.
Is that...
That's just for personal reasons. Mm-hmm. I'm quite lonely.
Well, it all sounds very exciting. Are you okay, Maurice?
Yes, sorry. I'm just psychically coming up. I've got a message from my spirit guide.
You're guided by a spirit?
Yes.
What's his name?
Captain Morgan. He's a pirate. It's a message from the other side. A message for someone on Twitter? Someone whose name begins with the at sign.
Well, that's incredible. That's us. Our Twitter name is at Live Ghost Hunt, all one word.
Amazing.
What's the message?
The spirits say you're being followed.
Well, that's incredible again. We are. We have 113 followers.
Is that all?
As of today, yeah, that's a bit disheartening. Stuart Baggs, right, off of The Apprentice, has 36,000. What's all that about? Right, well, I think you've had a taste there, ladies and gentlemen, of just how excitingly scary this could be. So please, do join us at www.live-ghost-hunt.com.
That's quite a lot of hyphens.
It was cheaper.
Oh, excuse me, that's my phone. Yes, hello? I'm at a promotional trailer recording.
So join us from 8 p.m. this Halloween for Live Ghost Hunt and prepare to be shitted up.
Spooky. Poltergeist.
To the podcast today in Steve's.
So, what?
You just go up. Oh, yeah. That wasn't even a word.
I panicked and made a sound.
See, I'm doing this mostly so they can get levels right on here.
Seriously, let's do an intro. What I want to do with this is be very serious.
Okay. So, no, you don't. Hey, it's got to be entertaining. That's the point.
Welcome to the podcast. We're doing a podcast. It's about film.
It's about a podcast.
Go.
You said the same thing twice. That was really terrible.
That was awful.
Steve, maybe I should just say
hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Stephen and Joe's Greatest Movies. And this is a special birthday edition. It's my birthday, and I'm having a birthday.
It's his birthday.
Happy?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stephen. Happy birthday to you.
I didn't get the harmony right.
Can I just say, I've got two guitars, a banjo, an electric guitar, and a drum kit in here. There was absolutely no instrumentation in that. I'm very disappointed.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah, we're going to take your presents back.
Oh, there are presents.
And I'll tell you what, Joe's going to rub on his balls, because that's what he does.
That's right.
That's what he does with my iPad.
This is true. We found out tonight.
What are we going to be watching today, everybody?
Well, I'm still actually not entirely sure and might modify things throughout the evening.
You might want to start being sure. Honestly. Film podcasts are nothing without the film.
Don't pressure the birthday boy. He can maybe he wants to watch two films at once. We've got two TV screens. We can watch two films in one go.
Hey, that's a thought. I'd never thought about that. We could do that.
But the sound would be curious.
Do we watch the films in... Well, yeah, that doesn't matter. We can work it out.
We can work
later.
It out.
We'll take notes.
Okay. Just so the audience know what's going on, not only are we watching films tonight, but we have got a selection of whiskey that we'll be drinking.
Whiskey.
And a whole bottle of Serrano as well, which I bought. So,
and Stephen's going to be drunk!
We're all going to be drunk.
Yeah,
if you want to or not. And we have a guest.
Yes, hello.
So we should introduce... My name's Steve. You can follow me at Steve_Mellor. I'm with my very good friend and podcast partner in...
I want
stuff.
To say crime, but...
Yeah, but it's not, it doesn't start with a P.
Yeah.
So it's just
and
no
we
point.
Don't do enough crime.
No. Is that how this runs? We can only use words beginning with P from this point onwards.
Only when you've started alliterating at the beginning of the sentence.
Possibly.
Oh.
My podcast partner in possibility.
Possibility.
Can we also make up words beginning with P just to keep the...
If you want.
Pretty much.
Joe, what's your name?
My name is Peugeot. And... That's a made-up word beginning with P. My name is Joe, and hello. And you can also follow me at Magikel, which is MAJIKEL. And also on www.jdkelly.info.
And you can follow both of us at burntpapyrus.com, where you'll find out what we're doing in terms of films and stuff. We have a very special guest with us today.
I am very special.
You are a very special guest. Alex, who is writing some music for us for one of our productions. And is probably, because he's friends with us, going to be involved in lots of other productions.
I imagine there'll be touching.
There will be some touching.
That will be always touching.
Constant touching.
Polite touching.
Polite no, touching, no, no, no. Definitely the kind of touching that you don't want.
Until
the
whiskey starts.
The kind of touching where the police need to get involved.
And then... As soon as we break up, as soon as we get sort of this far down the line of whiskey...
Yeah, it's worth noting that no one's drunk anything yet.
No, I have brought glasses. Yeah, that's why I disappeared, was to get glasses.
Oh, we have glasses. Well, maybe we should take this opportunity to have a drink.
And we should tell everybody what that drink is. But first,
we've got a selection. You should tell people who you are. It's lovely.
My name is Alex Cutter.
Where they can find you?
You can find me...
Darkest nightmares.
Do you remember?
Blood turns cold.
Do you remember? In audio, dead air is a crime.
You can find me at Carmen UK on Twitter, or perhaps in your bedroom,
or maybe not.
Well, now I just feel deflated.
Look for Carmen UK on Twitter and the Carmen website, which is
carmenuk.com.
I know all of these.
You can also find me for my composing abilities at arpeggiocreative.com as well.
Oh, didn't know that.
Indeed. And if you need some saxophone work, then you can find me at alexcutter.com. Remember the C between the E and the X.
You see, what I wanted you to say was I've got a great big horn.com.
that's quite good.
I'm willing to bet that I
actually,
yes.
I actually
but not
do
for not for saxophones.
Tuba.
So, well, drinks probably.
Yes.
Alcoholic beverages.
Quite definitely drinks. I love the fact that he's actually arrayed the drinks in a row. Is that size order?
No, I put them on a shelf because it's the only space I've got in this room. I've got shelves and desk space, and that's it.
There's a lot of DVDs in this room.
There's a ton of DVDs.
If you were to burglarise this house in Gloucester, which is obviously as high chance,
that would be a terrible idea. Not only am I sleeping in it,
but yeah, that's true. But then there's also the terrible creature that you keep under your bed.
Joe's not a terrible creature.
Aww.
I think he was talking about... Is it Henry or George who's here?
Oh, it's behind Alex at the moment.
Oh, good Lord.
The other way.
Is it Henry?
Oh,
yeah. It's Henry.
Dear. What is it?
It's a puppet.
It's a monster.
What does it do?
Puppet stuff.
What do puppets do in their spare time? This is an important question, which we really obviously should ask at this juncture.
The big yellow box company and...
Do they put their hands up their own asses?
They could probably put their face up their own ass. Anyway, look. Yes, I agree with Steve on this. Let's move on.
Press on.
I was wondering what we should start with.
Well.
And I'm talking in terms of drink right
now. I was going to say whiskey.
Well, look.
But I think last year we started with some Glenfiddich.
We did,
because we had the 3 years of Glenfiddich.
Yes, we did.
I've got the same thing again.
Oh, nice. What actually happens here?
Well, we taste the whiskey.
Yeah, how does
it's
that
it's like Skittles when you taste the rainbow.
Can you say the word again?
What, taste the whiskey?
No, the other one.
Glenfiddich.
Glenfiddich.
Sorry, I've been all Welsh. I do apologise. We spent the weekend with some Welsh friends. And
That was
and
fun.
Now I'm thinking in Welsh as opposed to Scottish.
Who did you spend the weekend with?
You were there.
Oh, on Sunday?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I suppose some of them were a bit backward, weren't they?
They were a bit Welshy. When they were there chewing on their leeks. They weren't that Welsh.
They weren't.
Does this go up on iTunes?
Yes.
Does it have the explicit tag?
It will do now.
Yeah. Well, either that, we can painstakingly go through and beep out all the swears.
Our second one did, because I said Willy's.
Really?
And Willy's. Yeah. Well, I can't think of anything else that was particularly explicit in. The Attack the Block one, I'm sure there wasn't anything there, unless they just didn't understand the kind of slang that we were.
Hey, I'm curious, when we actually watch the film, do we keep podcasting so people can kind of get an audio rip-off of whatever film we're watching?
No, it'd make it far too long a podcast, and my bandwidth
would collapse. I think people will be interested in listening to the audio from any film we're watching.
I think people would be interested in listening to us talking bollocks over a film. You see bollocks, then that's going to get us an explicit.
Bollocks. Well, now we can say whatever we want, we fucking can.
You're cunting well, right? You can.
Oh, nice. Oh, I see.
I did actually say when I left work today and met up with Alex whilst we were waiting for you in the car that said that you were going to turn up with a double-decker bus, drive us across England until we saw a giant billboard with Cliff Richard on it, just so we could shout, "Look out, Cliff."
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
It would have been fun, though.
Single-decker, maybe.
A stagecoach.
Actually, while we were waiting for you, we also... God, that was Gloucestershire. We
were waiting for you.
When we track her. While I was stood with Joe, waiting for you, we mistook you for several middle-aged older men, didn't we?
Well, I am a middle-aged older man, eh?
Well, I'd say we confused his car more than him, but yeah, look.
Yeah, the car, mainly. But there were older middle-aged men in there. I mean, I'm talking people in their 40s. I mean, you're... Like, what, set 18, aren't you?
33,
eh? All the
33
threes.
Today.
Are we having a mixture of that alcoholic stuff in each cup?
No.
Oh, I thought you were just kind of mixing it up. That was crazy.
We're only having the one.
The equals.
Yeah. If you'd like to pass that over to Joe.
How do we taste and drink these when an audio podcast? Because surely we're going to have Hang on, let me just...
We'll go through what you do with whiskey as far as I'm like. You sniff it first like you would with wine. And you can get on a...
good smell. That is a good...
That'll pick it up on the mic.
I'm just sniffing a microphone.
Don't break the magic!
Sorry.
And what you do with whiskey is you
gulp
taste
loudly.
It,
you do, you
and
keep,
you,
on your
keep
tongue,
it
yeah.
in your, on your tongue right. and you roll it around your mouth a bit. This is a 12-year-old Glenfiddich.
Fucking ace.
See, they're tasting. I waited so I can carry on talking to you whilst they're tasting. Then I'm going to taste whilst they talk. I thought it was a nice way of doing it.
Ever the professional.
Oh,
Joe.
That is nice. Do you know, when I do have a whiskey, I feel so damn sophisticated immediately. I mean, I am immediately transported to being sat at a bar. Deep and crazy is going on. I definitely have some kind of information which no one else has, and I'm having a whiskey at the bar to be sophisticated about it. I don't know what else to say. I feel amazing. This is nice.
It's good stuff. This is the 12-year-old. We'll do all gorgeous. Of these three in one go.
Oh, that was the 12-year-old.
That's the 12-year-old.
Oh.
And there's a reason we're doing all of this in one go.
It's really nice. There's
I need to hurry the fuck up and drink this?
Sorry,
I'm taking my time here.
Take your time, man. It's the good stuff, so it's worth taking time over. I'm just smelling this 15-year-old Glenfiddich, and it's
I thought you were just gonna. I'm just smelling this 15-year-old.
I'm smelling this 15-year-old. The little bastard is all chained up. And he's gagged. And very shortly, I'm going to taste him.
Oh. But no, it smells sweeter than the 12-year-old.
Sweet!
than the 12-year-old that we've got chained up in
Glenn
the corner.
Glenn Finnick.
Okay, right, we're talking about whiskey, just to be clear.
Somebody, how do you join halfway through a podcast, honestly? Especially if you walked in the room while somebody else is here. If you've just joined us in this podcast.
We've had the 12, we've had the 15, and now let's get on to the 18-year-old.
That's right.
The sound you can hear is me loading up the DVD for our first film.
Which you've actually managed to sneakily put it in there without me even seeing
it. You'll see it as soon as the thing comes up on the screen.
Do you know what I actually did? I looked at the disc, but my brain failed to take in the information. I actually still don't know what we're watching.
I'm kind of excited. I always like it when you prep something and I'm not sure what it is.
Something's fall, the remote control fell off.
Oh, we're talking.
This is technically illegal now, what we're doing right now.
I know.
Because there's copyright.
I'm going to explain what's happening at the moment. If you didn't know, there's an enormous world on the screen. It has enormous letters in front that look like they're invading planet Earth.
This is what we're going to watch. So this is our first film. Once Alex is drinking up his whiskey so we can have the next lot, Dracula. The original 1931 Dracula.
Draculia.
But we're going to watch it slightly differently. And this is in a way that I've never seen it before either.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Now I have no idea how.
Because if I click on bonus, I have here somewhere new music performed by Philip Glass and the Kronos Orchestra.
So it's the same film.
It's the same film, but it's got a different score at the top. Right. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Yep.
What was wrong with the original one?
Well, they didn't really have an original one. I mean, it was still... in fact, if I play you a bit of the original one,
okay,
which I think is probably out of copyright now.
So do you know the story behind the reason why they got Philip Glass, Kronos Orchestra, to do a different one?
Oh, so yeah,
this is the original Dracula.
Oh, the music's awesome, isn't it?
But it's nothing special.
The actual tune is awesome, I suppose, is what I mean.
Yeah.
But the, I know.
No, I mean, it is a classic, but it's not really Dracula.
Yeah,
and
sure.
The Kronos Orchestra one, they've composed, well, Philip Glass has composed music.
Do you know when they did this?
I don't, but I remember this was the first time I bought it on video. It was this version with the Kronos Orchestra on, but I never actually watched it.
This dates back to VHS, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It's been a while.
So it's not a new thing.
It's not a new thing at all.
Cool. I'm looking forward to this.
Drink up. You've got a lot of pints to get through.
Got that.
So we've just finished watching Dracula. What did you think of the soundtrack?
I thought it was brilliant.
It was a good soundtrack.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Philip Glass has added a lot to the original motion picture with his crescendos of beautiful sounds.
The fourth voice, I was going to try and find the Latin term for it. I can't remember.
The dulcet tones you've heard through your ear nostrils.
Our Verity Smith.
There's a fourth voice.
Who has joined us... halfway through Dracula, which is... That's the Macrovision copy protection thing.
Thanks, Macrovision.
Thanks, Macrovision.
No, actually, Steve, what you failed to mention is
wallets.
That was me farting.
Really, was it?
Yeah.
Your farts are copy protected.
No, well, my farts just sound like music because I'm a lady.
I can't believe you're here. It's really annoying.
I know she's totally crashed our boy party, hasn't she?
We were having a good time. Everything was fun.
Boys
Everyone was happy.
Yeah.
Someone's trousers were down and then you turned up.
I turned up and I stole the meat out of the burgers and then you had no meat
in
your burgers.
Yeah, you did steal the meat. Who steals the meat out of a burger?
Saying someone's trousers are down and then I stole the meat out of the burgers. That is just sending the wrong signals.
It really isn't. I've seen the way that you've been touching each other on the sofa and quite frankly, I'm a little bit worried.
Yes.
It's good to have Verity here. Verity runs the Comedy Showcase in Gloucester.
Thank you. Yes, I do.
And you can be followed where?
At VBear.
On Twitter.
There you go.
On Twitter.
I did love the expression on Alex's face when he picked up the buns and there was no burger in there. It was the crestfallen look of despair.
I actually was really sad. It's like...
My girlfriend turned up and she ate the meat. I hate her.
There's
Don't let it play against you.
I'm not letting it play again. Those were nice burgers. Though.
They were good.
They were nice burgers. Were unless you get there and there aren't any burgers in the burgers. I mean, I couldn't believe it. And I thought, surely this is a mistake. And then the second one didn't have a burger in it. And I thought, this is now turned from a mistake into a conspiracy.
Catastrophe.
That's how it works.
We're now...
depression.
Alex, I'll give you some corned beef when we get home.
I can't speak for the rest of this podcast over this.
Yes, you can. I want to talk to you about the Dracula we watched.
We watched somebody say yes.
I would say... I mean, we were saying whilst it was playing how there are quite a lot of differences from the original story.
Yeah. There's a lot,
and
yeah.
From the stories that have then gone on to be made. There's some similarities too, and some extreme similarities, just things like the depiction of the characters and the portrayal as in the characterization. But
the way the big
are you always this serious when you do these podcasts?
No. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's just a mixed opinion right there from the two people who are here every week.
Yeah, well, no, we are to a certain extent. And yes, then somebody will mention something and it'll get very silly.
Ah.
Oh, okay. So should we be serious then?
I think what you and I, Verity, should be the silly ones.
What I like is how intelligent Joe was trying to sound.
I love
Did you notice how he lowered his voice by a couple of
minutes? I just got did you notice how, big words, long words.
I like
I like the way to emulate me. Rather than actually using big words and long words, she just said big words and long words.
Yeah,
I like the metaphysical imagery, which is particularly effective, with some interesting rhythmic portions too. Which
that's too far.
Seems to counterpoint the surrealism of the underlying metaphor of the poet's humanity. And,
Steve, I loved your rhythmic motions.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, there we go. And we've got back to basics.
Oh, God.
It's where we end up.
Alex, you're moaning about me being here, but I was actually invited, so...
You weren't invited. Steve did not invite you. Steve, did you invite Verity?
Yeah,
no.
I did.
No,
I did.
Say no. What did you? When?
Oh, you weren't serious?
No, I said, do you want to come along? She said, well, you know, she's working and you might not be able to make it, so...
No, is that what happened? I thought you managed to say no to her. Oh.
No, because Alex, I am not dissimilar to Dracula. I just did the claw at him and said, obey, and he did.
Alex and Verity are a couple, I should point this out. This is why I put them at opposite ends of the studio.
Why is she here?
We might not be a couple for very much longer, Steve, to be honest.
I think we should make
somebody
both sit
stop
in the corner,
her from being here.
He was having a nice boys' night drinking whiskey.
He was.
There's plenty of whiskey.
Cheers, sir.
Ready? Now do it again in front of her. Ready?
Yeah.
That was the sound of our cocks knocking together.
Our glass penises. I will say that we, whilst the film was on, we drank the 15-year-old and then we went on to the 18-year-old. We've already discussed this. It's without whiskey. We're talking about whiskey.
A 12-year-old, a 15-year-old, and an 18-year-old tonight.
They were lovely.
Also drunk a Welsh one, and I'm on to the Scottish.
What was the age of the one I'm wrapping my tongue around right now?
Is the Penderyn.
And how old is that one?
It doesn't say, I don't think.
She's about two, Alex.
Is that just a...
It's a year older than it says in the bottle, because I bought it last year.
Yeah.
It's lasted a whole year. It doesn't say on the bottle.
You can say that it's a Welsh whiskey in a Welsh accent, can't you?
Release date, June 08. So not old at all.
No. Alex, you're basically a paedophile.
Toddler. Mm. Oh, I'm glad we have managed to get down to paedophilia for
this.
Talking
about children, I'd like to bring us back to the film. White lady goes after the children, doesn't she? She goes after the children so she can steal the children. It's quite disappointing the way they basically mishmatched the two female characters in that film.
I'm okay with it.
Shit one.
They needed somebody to die who wasn't a guy on a ship, I guess.
Yeah.
What happened to Renfield? Oh, he got thrown down some stairs, didn't he?
There was a bad stunt roll and he landed on some blankets.
I didn't mind the stunt roll.
Parodied by Dracula Dead and Loving It. Again.
Yes, very much.
So many bits of this are, but...
I do love the Renfold. The
Renfold? Renfold. I love Penfold as
the
well.
The Renfold.
I was thinking Penfold, yeah. I love the Renfield in this, though. It's a great depiction. Definitely my favourite character. It was in previous ones anyway, but just the one in this one particularly unhinged. And the
funnily enough, what's his name is also in Ghostbusters 2, who plays Renfield in Dracula. in the
Dracula Dead loving it.
Yeah. I think he's got a bit of that.
Yes, very much so. Yeah.
What, hang on. What? Wait. Wait. The guy that's
John.
Yes.
Oh, I can't remember his surname.
The guy in Ghostbusters 2.
The guy that's
2.
Got the glowy eyes in Ghostbusters 2.
Yes.
He's yeah, the little funny head.
Little, yeah.
What, he plays Renfield?
In Bram Stoker's Dracula. It.
Really? Yes, same guy?
Mm. I said the same thing.
Not the same guy in this film, Alex, obviously.
No, I know, obviously. Obviously. Yeah. I ask again, why are you here? Oh... Right, anyway.
Actually, Alex, if you'd like me to just point out that I'm here because otherwise you can't get home, how does that sound?
Right, how does this sound?
Well, that sounds
is the
like
best
nothing.
Thing to do on a podcast ever. Just for the illustration of yourselves, yeah. He stuck up his middle finger. That was good. How does this sound?
Coming from Perfect. A guy who's been telling us off for Supermarket Matters for putting things into radio podcasts that people can't see.
Oh, this doesn't
That wasn't
count.
Very clever.
Doesn't count. But yeah, I just
like to point out that
I can't believe
I'm
that same guy.
Drink ahead of everybody
that's
else
really
right
that's really
it's
the
your
same
birthday,
guy.
Meant to
talk
be.
About Dracula Dead.
We're going to give you the bumps.
Sorry, hang on. I really need to clear this up. Are we sure that the same guy that's in that, and also I don't know if you've seen that kind of CSI alike. What's it called? Numbers. Have
yes.
you seen
Numbers? Yeah,
right.
No. Same guy. He's in that.
Also,
yeah.
It's the same
also,
guy.
Same gay.
Also
yeah.
in Ally
same
McBeal.
Gay. I see. Same gay. Okay.
Also in Ally McBeal, name? I'm just working on that. Peter McNichol.
Is that's he really Renfield yeah. in Bram Stoker's Dracula?
I can see
no,
being
not
a good...
in Bram Stoker's
no,
Dracula. No,
isn't he?
No.
What was he in?
He's in
Dracula,
Dracula
Dead,
Dead
and
Loving
It.
Oh. Which
is very
I've not
film.
Seen that, I don't think.
He's also.
No,
in
it's a Mel Brooks film.
Bean. And yes, it is Numbers. It is Peter McNichol in yeah. Numbers as well. He is one of those guys that's popped up in so many films along the way.
I just like to. I spent yesterday watching a thing called Harry's Law, which is a new series by David E. Kelly, who wrote Ally McBeal, which is why I bring it up right now, and Boston Legal, and a thing called The Practice, and stuff like that. It's very good.
Did it have any naked dancing children in it?
No, but it's got Kathy Bates in it.
I need to bring something up at this point in the podcast.
Well, you have been drinking a bit.
Is it
Joe
be
and Joe and I are sat on the same sofa for everybody who's listening.
There's a lot
and
of
and
bleed,
I'd just like
I
to say,
say.
I'd just like to say that Joe is on my side of the sofa a little bit.
It's a very small sofa.
And
I got to
you know,
say,
I
when
don't
I bring dates back, you know.
So are
so
you.
You've got to sit close.
I'm not on your side of the sofa at all. Okay, my foot is hovering mildly over your
yeah,
side.
But Alex, yeah,
and my foot
right.
is on the side.
Okay, okay.
I'm not
your
like,
toe,
sat astride
you,
or
you are
weird like
towing
that.
My thigh.
Ooh.
Well, I'm not.
That's
not
what's
that,
happening.
My
that's
toe
what's
happens
happening.
To be there.
Yeah,
you moved
yeah,
your
no,
thigh onto
right.
it.
Towing, you were, towing your thigh like a tugboat.
Come on. Yeah. You guys got to agree with me. Look at Alex's face. He's asking for it.
I don't know what you mean by that.
We'll draw you a picture of Alex's face.
We're going to have to do an enhanced video version. There'll be bandwidth issues.
With the amount of downloads that would get. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Is the first half of this podcast going to be edited onto this bit?
Yeah. There's a little.
I don't know what we got because we had a little bit of a.
There was
a
little bit of a blibble.
I've got a feeling it'll stop working again. I've got a feeling it'll stop working again, so I'm going to turn everything off in between.
Yes.
Because we are experiencing some technical hitches. Not
well,
major ones, but...
Mainly that Joe is on my side of the sofa. That's a technical hitch we need to solve.
I'll extend that further.
Look, see what the problem is? He's already taken up some of the sofa, and when someone says, don't take up the sofa, he wants more sofa.
That's right.
That's how he runs his life.
Like
more sofa all the time.
It's like, don't press that big red button. I want to press it. I want to press your big red button now.
You've got holes in your socks.
Yeah, I always
I can smell your feet.
Fine. At least he's wearing
smell
socks
like poo.
Socks.
He's been walking
at least
in poo.
He's wearing
I've not been walking yeah. in poo. I am wearing mismatched socks as well.
So,
Steve, who do you like the best in the room?
Right now, me.
Oh,
skills.
Yeah, it is his birthday.
Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah, in all fairness, Steve is the person I like best in the room.
Yeah,
as well.
The person I like best in the room
thank
too.
You very much.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy birthday, Steve.
You have to say that, otherwise I feel old and I'll kill myself.
Oh God!
No, no,
my God!
Are you going to do that while we're here or wait till we've gone?
Well, Joe will still be here.
I need somebody
to come and find my lifeless body in the morning. I mean, you know.
There's no point killing yourself unless someone's going to find it.
No, exactly.
There'll
be a note.
A video blog.
Say, please record this program. I've missed it.
Ideally, though, really, it needs three people, doesn't it? Because it needs Joe to find your body, then me to find what Joe's doing to your body.
Oh...
So the next film, then...
That brings us back to Dracula.
In a weird way.
There are kind of two paths that we can go down. Ooh. Actually, we should really talk a bit more about Dracula itself.
Like okay, let's talk more about Dracula.
Do you remember that game on the BBC computers when you were at little school and you had to choose a path and you had to go to one and then there was the dragon egg quest thing.
Yes.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Oh, no.
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 Steve's old enough because he's old like me to remember it. But hey, you two are...
No, no, I do actually remember it.
It was amazing.
Awful.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it wasn't back then, but it was awful.
Disturbing, I actually do know what you're talking about, but shush!
Alex keeps telling me off about Sims because I'm playing it. All of the Sims have turned black on our version of The Sims Medieval, and Alex won't play it because he's a racist.
Right.
But
now,
he's telling me off for playing it.
Speaking of blackness, Dracula.
Black and white, yes. Nice thing there.
Thank you. Yes, it was black and white. It's nice to watch a black and white film.
It's really interestingly lit as well, and I think you've got to do that with a black and white film.
Do you know what?
And we might possibly be watching another one.
Some of the points when I was watching that, it looked like a parody of an old film.
Do you know what I mean? It just looked so clear,
and some of it.
No, this was actually
like
my point, wasn't it, about the frame rate? How smooth it looks in comparison
really
to modern films. Modern films, somehow, I can't quite. In fact, right, there's that awful band, Good Charlotte.
Right.
No. Have you seen any Good Charlotte videos?
I have, musically? Yes.
Right. You know the one where in the
did
courtroom...
they do Come My Lady, Come My Lady?
No.
Shut up. Why are you here?
You're about to fly.
Right.
Was that Crazy Town?
Crazy Town!
I'm not sure.
The thing is the footage somehow seems smoother than Montem.
The Good Charlotte video is normal
modern day footage most of the time, but then there's a bit in the courtroom where it's all that super smooth stuff. And I assume that was frame rate, but it can't be, so I don't know what it is.
Well, I think what Steve said about it being hand cranked.
Well, actually, what's interesting is also watching 16mm film from something like a 1970s Doctor Who, and then comparing that to video, and there's a massive difference between the two. And technically, video is better. It's clearer, it's crisper, and so many other things like that. But actually, there's something about the film, in the same way that, and I'm going to use a metaphor now, which means nothing to anybody other than the people sitting in this room. In the same way that certain audio interfaces or certain preamps will colour sound.
There's
something about film that colours the look of a picture.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Even though you've been drinking.
Well, to everyone
to
you.
At a certain point of being drunk, I become incredibly intellectual.
I want to take a picture of that just to make it the picture of the podcast. That face you've just pulled has just made my night.
Could people
thank you
please feed Alex whiskey every day? Before I come back, I want this one. It's funny.
I'll drink to that.
Let's do a clink. Ready?
Yeah.
Well, that's really clear. I was there right in front of the road. That's why.
Woo-hoo. One for the road.
Did that gag the other day, actually.
Oh, shit.
Well, no, I did On the Road Again.
Can we play a little... Right, because Verity and Steve are rather funny human beings. Can we just play a quick game which puts them both on the spot?
No.
Oh, well, Verity's given up already, Steve's
won. He's going to have funny dead.
He has the edge.
Actually, it was going to be a joke shootout.
I knew it was going to be that.
Joke shootout.
Obviously. Verity has to say a joke.
I'll take ages
And then Steve has to say a joke. And then Verity has to say a joke. And then Steve has to say a joke.
Bad idea.
And then Verity has to say a joke.
Okay, this could be a really boring podcast because it won't be about the movies.
Okay, so anyway,
and
Dracula.
I do actually only know one joke.
I know a joke.
Go on.
Alex.
No, that's really poor. That's no one found that funny.
Somebody has to have some more of this because I've lost the lid.
I'm dirtying away my Pandaren. I'm
actually, this is quite tough to drink. This one, isn't it?
Just down it, Alex. It's strong.
Down it. Have one of these. It's a lot smoother.
It's smoother.
That stuff's gorgeous, man. And in fact, Steve, whilst we're drinking this, can you tell us the story of this particular whiskey you have out right now?
This particular
nice symbol.
Can you do it in your story voice?
Please, yes.
Give us a smooth voice.
Your Santa Claus ho 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 voice.
No, I'll break the microphone.
Can you give it to us in a Scotch accent at least?
What happened last year was we bought this whiskey, which was from the Isle of Jura. Superstition, that's what it was called. And they say that you've got to drink this whiskey on the same day that it was opened. Well, we didn't. Because we're not very good at whiskey drinking, especially when there's lots of other... I don't know where I'm going right now. No.
You took your route now, right there.
Oh, you've lost it completely.
Oh, you think you've gone down a different path? Just finish the story like this.
Just finish the story like this. Right, well, we bought this whiskey.
We bought this whiskey right here.
Yep. And they said to drink the whiskey on the day. We didn't drink the whiskey on the day. Because we couldn't drink the whiskey on the day.
We had a lot of
We're drinking it now instead, which is a year later, you see.
Isn't that... Doesn't it say something about, like... I don't know, I've lost the box. Now, by my memory...
It says something like, drink something on the same day that it was opened. But they didn't say which year. So we're doing it the year later.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The idea is, I think it was that you had to finish it before the end of your following birthday.
So well, you, that's you what we said, yeah, it, we, yeah. We've got to finish it before. So we've got to finish this before...
By midnight.
Yeah.
No, because we didn't stop drinking the previous time.
I'll have a little
bit
of
that
special.
No, we did. It was gone at 11, because it was...
Was it? In that case, yeah, we better drink that up then. Well, or we got to drink it to the next one.
Boys, can I ask what happens if you don't?
I think you don't get the benefits of it. I think there's an inherent luck within that whiskey that if we do finish it tonight... will mean that we have that luck. What? If we don't finish, we don't get that luck. We're nonetheless for it. Well, we'll probably be a bit drunker for it, but...
And less lucky, presumably.
No, not less lucky. We're just not...
Not
as lucky.
No, it's not taking away luck from us, is my point.
It doesn't seem...
We just don't get the luck that it would have given us on top of our already pre-existing luck.
But can you replace that luck at any
point? I'm giving a glass half full
version of luck.
You
mean even though we don't have any less luck, we have a lack of luck?
Yes, it's a luck.
We're luck lacking.
That's right.
Do you know, I just downed that previous whiskey and that's burning. Oh. That's really burning. I've gone quiet because it hurts.
That's what happens when you go to hell.
What, lots of whiskey drinking?
Yeah, I know, that's the feeling of when you go to hell.
Oh, just the... Right. let me pass... But there is a drink being passed towards Joseph. Joe, would you like to be called Joseph all the time?
I don't mind. I've never been fussy about Joe or Joseph. That's a particular odd thing. I even get called Joey sometimes.
Joey.
Yeah.
Joey.
Me.
Do you like Joey?
Alex, can I call you Licks?
No.
So Dracula then.
Yeah. Dracula. Well, anyway,
Count Duckula.
I was surprised by actually how good was filming was in the 1930s.
There was a lot of good filming
going on.
Yeah, that was.
There were some particularly good poses in that film.
Oh, they were.
I would like to draw attention of everybody: one, to the three-piece suit; two, to the trousers tucked into socks; and three, to a huge amount of epic poses.
That's what chavs do. They tuck their trousers into socks.
No, not in a whole tracksuit and socks. Horrible.
Basically, that's
way.
What there was. There was a chav in it.
No, he wasn't. He had lovely tweed on.
There was a milkman in it who worked in a sanatorium.
Wasn't he the manager of the sanatorium?
Something like that.
And
he was
talking
chief,
of Ghostbusters. Yeah. He had like an Egon Quiff going on.
Oh, he did a bit, didn't he? Yeah.
I will point out that it takes two true dedication to tuck your tweed into your socks.
It really
does.
Think
of the itch you'd have.
Even it would be itchy. It's not like Burberry.
That's the way they wore them, though, isn't it?
That's
what they used to do. I'm sure they used to have
the conversation.
Yeah.
You rock.
Enjoyable film?
Yes.
Well, some of it was talked over, wasn't it? Mainly when somebody turned up. Right. Yeah. Seriously, there was just a knocking at the window. Watching Dracula, random knocking at the window. What's the first thing that you're going to think is going on? You're going to
surely not that Dracula's turned up.
Well,
you looked out the window and it looked not dissimilar.
You're talking about your horrifically malformed teeth.
I'm talking about my pointy eyebrows and comb over.
And the widow's
bloody
beak
hell,
and the great
whiskey
big,
is smooth, isn't it?
As well.
Mm. It's whiskey, nice, isn't it? I'll tell you what, this tastes like Coke after the last one.
This is Jura Superstition that we're...
sorry, I've just dropped a product. Are we now liable for something?
No, they've got to pay us money. That's the rule.
Oh, nice, okay.
I drink Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Stephen Joe's Greatest Movie is sponsored by lots of whiskey.
Lots and lots of whiskey.
Now all sorts of whiskey.
Free ones.
Out of interest, is that American Honey one being opened, or is that a special one that Steve keeps?
No.
He only asks because he is completely obsessed with anything that has honey in it, and he wants it, clearly.
I've actually brought that along for some tasters.
Sometimes I have meat and honey.
When the juror is gone, we'll have a taste of
this. Very nice. Have a snifter.
And then we've got some Talisker as well.
Talisker's amazing.
You're beautiful,
fella. You're
beautiful.
You're beautiful, yeah.
Joe, what word are you thinking of right now?
Dracula.
Right. Ooh. So, there was a massive spider in it. A massive
there
spider.
There was a big spider. Did you notice the effect at the beginning? I don't know if we were talking over it. Where you see Dracula walk through the spider's web.
Yes. Oh, I was aware of
massive
that.
Spider's web. Well, and then afterwards, Renfield, who should have been Jonathan Harker, I'm guessing, actually has to move aside the spider's web.
Yeah, and then the spider was like, I'm going to get you if you do that again.
It's a wall of web.
Yes.
I particularly liked the incredibly well-animated bat.
That was a good bat. There was nothing wrong with that animation. I don't know what your
problem was. Flappy, flappy, flappy.
You know, technology of bats didn't actually alter until late 70s. Because I swear to God, there's a film called Scars of Dracula, and the bat in that looks exactly the same.
Probably the same bat. I reckon Pinewood Studios could only afford one bat.
Until
they started doing Bond films.
The one was Universal, the other one was Hammer. So.
Damn it.
It was interesting you were saying about how Bela Lugosi got typecast.
Big Lebowski.
Oh, completely. And this wasn't the only Dracula film that he did, but this was the character that he just became known for. Nobody else wanted to hire him for anything other than Dracula.
And it's true, like we were saying earlier, the character that he portrayed as Dracula in this house has now become the archetypical Dracula character. Everything that you would assume was Dracula.
It's the dinner suit and the big cape.
And the
slick back hair with a kind of slightly business.
It's mannerisms.
You know, it was like watching a film with Count Dracula in it. apart from the fact
was
that
missing
he was
one
green.
Thing. It was missing one important thing.
A bilk.
I'll get it!
I used to watch that a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I love Count Dracula. Absolutely.
I prefer the X-Men.
Yeah, I prefer X-Men.
Yeah, but it was basically Danger Mouse with a different type of story. So.
Danger Mouse was better. Penfold, Renfield.
Yeah. See what I did there.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
What do you think Danger Mouse did to Penfold when, like, the lights were out?
Oh, my God. That's
I don't know, but he lost an eye somewhere.
Yeah. And that was the danger.
Oh. All over our letters as well.
Okay, I think we should have a rating then. I think we should.
That's probably a good idea, and then Joe and I can figure out where we actually want to rank it tomorrow.
That's going to be a difficult one to put in.
I know.
Well,
you're right. But
I find it frustrating because it's so different to the book.
Should we go around the room and do a 1 to 10, 1 being the worst, 10 being the best?
All right, well, if I start with I'm going to say 8, because it is the archetypical Dracula, because actually they've told quite a big story in just over an hour, and I think that's quite a good thing to do, you know, that's not an easy thing to do. The lighting was good, it was filmed well, and for the time it was acted well
as
well.
A lot of technical points there.
Well, you know, one of the reasons we're doing this is because Joe and I make films, and we're here to learn from the greats, and so...
Well, I turned up halfway through, so it makes it kind of difficult for me to rate it.
Mm. Does that add or take away points?
Well, no, I'm going to be fair about this. Okay. I'm not a complete bastard.
You are a complete moron, though.
Okay. I thought... I kind of appreciate technical points. However... If a film's good or not isn't necessarily always down to the sum of its technicalities, it's about the storyline. And I was frustrated about the fact that it wasn't the same as the book and it was so far away from the book. Therefore, I'm only going to give it a 6 because I don't think it was dreadful. I think it was good.
No.
But I you know, I would have liked it if there'd been more points that related to the book in it.
Joe,
I actually, not for the same reasons as Verity, because I didn't mind that it was taken away from the book.
Copying me?
No, not in the slightest. The fact that it was nothing like the book didn't bother me. In terms of a story, they gave you a lot of information that was well explained. You could follow the lore of Nosferatu. It gave you a great understanding of the character of Dracula, and it gave you the outline of the story, but that it didn't grab you and run with it. The filmography of it, in terms of how it looked and the way it was filmed, is great, but there wasn't as much of a gripping story there. I don't know whether that some of that is possibly lost due to the era it was filmed in. So, in terms of modern storytelling, it's just not there because it wasn't a story told in a modern age. I didn't find the story gripped me. It's amazing to watch in terms of a piece of classic film, and
we did end up talking
and
all over
history of it. Yeah, and we weren't glued to the screen going, wow, this is cool. And we were still watching it and enjoying it, but it wasn't something that made me go, I really need to watch that again, or I look forward to watching that next time. And yeah, I'd go with a 6 as well. It's not high on my list. I think it's well worth a watch for that history, from more of a curiosity point of view, in terms of seeing that and knowing about the Dracula character and seeing a different way it's been told. But it's not something that I would rush to go out and make part of a film collection that I can watch it again and again.
And it's not the greatest movie ever.
No.
I would go, I completely agree with that.
Alexander.
I think that's it, isn't it? It's the translation that gets lost compared to whatever they expected in 1931. It's exactly that problem. The acting is awkward, and there are strange pacing differences. Whether that was cool back then or not, it's hard to sort of find. Everything seems like it's just slightly poorly acted stage.
Well, it does feel more like. It's also, I suppose, they would have talked differently back then, so it might have been fine then, but that's hard to know.
Eddie Izzard sketch about eating popcorn and watching an old British film. What are you doing? Oh, well, I'm in here arranging matchboxes. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'll leave you to it. But there's a pond in the garden, and the garden in the pond, as opposed to, oh my God, I've got a bunch of fucking doing. You fuck my wife. Yeah, I fuck your wife.
So.
Definitely explicit on this one.
About a 5 or a 6. I'm not going to commit to either number, but something around that.
From where we are at the moment, we've got Biggles.
Biggles is our bottom line. Right at the bottom. Coming back to that bottom line, I'm okay with
We're above Biggles, I think.
Okay.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
But I don't think we're anywhere near Attack the Block or They Live, to be honest.
No.
So this is going in firmly above Biggles.
Firmly above Biggles.
Yeah. Imagine that, Dracula. If we could tell the director that now, you're not as good as Attack the Block, but you're above Biggles. Just be happy with yourself.
We prefer watching Chabs.
That's fair. I think that works.
So
that does sit in well.
Joe, what word are you thinking of right now?
Balls, obviously.
Right, let's move on to the next one.